play Macon twice this weekend. Is this another barometer of where you guys are going to be?
Absolutely. It's a great test for us, again, to try to get to that consistent level. I think it's actually a benefit to now be playing those top echelon teams for the next little while here.
Bright spots you've seen the last couple weeks, Dan, maybe. And again, we're talking with Roanoke Railroad Dogs head coach Dan Bremner. Some things you've seen over the past couple weeks as far as progress for your team. There's been some player movement, too. Players gone up. And Risa, so is that, are you still kind of in the phase of guys getting acquainted with their roles?
You know, I expect that they get it pretty quick. Most of the guys here are longtime professionals. Some bright spots, you know, obviously getting Armstrong back, I think, is a big help on the back end. Bright spot, Caffrey played a heck of a game Friday night in Huntsville, so we're looking to him now that Creel took a call-up, him to kind of step into a bigger role. Cody Dion's been great on the offensive side, and he continues to kind of be a dominant force out there.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Tanner Creel. Gets called up, the second goalie to get called up to the East AHL this year. You signed another goalie, Ben Myers. Jacob Caffrey had a good starting goal. And do you feel good about your goaltending situation? Do you feel better that at least Myers had one start for Birmingham earlier this year?
Yeah, seeing him this week, he looks sharp. I'm confident going with Caffrey right now into the weekend. I think a big thing is on Friday when he had a good game was the team saw somebody getting their first start or at this level, and they really bought into the team defense. So the test for me really is the team defense rather than just our goaltending situation.
And last question is, does it sort of make you feel good in a way, Dan, that you're getting all these player call-ups? Does it let you know that maybe, hey, I'm pretty good at signing players or recognizing talent?
I don't know if it's so much me, but it does speak to you know, the quality of player that wants to come to Roanoke now, which is a great thing. I want to continue being a team that sends players up to the next level, and I think that in turn just brings in better players.
Let me ask you one question about having an assistant coach this year. Is it something you push for in the off season, and what has it done for you? Is it allow you to focus on certain things and not have to worry about everything?
I think I still worry about everything. It is something that I pushed for, absolutely, but management and the McGinns and Mickey were right on board with it. More so than taking away any responsibility from me, I think it just helps every situation. I have another good set of hockey eyes on it, a hockey mind where we bounce things off each other all the time. And, you know, when you're sitting in here alone on those decisions, sometimes it can be a very tough situation, so it's definitely a help that way.
Do you want a couple good crowds out here this weekend to help you guys get past Macon?
Absolutely. Best crowds in the league, and we hope they're behind us and push us right past Macon here.